going to be a really nice show. We got gospel artist Amon Lamara coming up for you guys this evening. We will be right back after this break.
Right now, whatever you're going through, God's victory is coming to your situation. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. God is getting ready to give you victory. Come on and give him praise right now.
Sometimes it's hard to stand and be strong. Yes, it is. I know it is. But if you can have the faith, I want to introduce my friend, Pastor Stephen T. Robinson. He's going to help me convey this message. Come on, Pastor.
Sometimes
friend is with us. Help us, Pastor Courtney.
Oh, 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 wait on him.
Lord,
I believe, yes it is.
Victory is the
to mine and to yours. Victory.
Okay, and just as we promised, we had a very exclusive interview coming up for you, gospel artist Shimone Lamara. We have her on the line now. Welcome to Faces of Success. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you guys? I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And we're going to jump right into your interview. And my first question to you is, what was the role of music in the early years of your life?
Oh, okay. So I started off doing R&B and pop, but I've always was singing gospel. I started singing in church actually at the age of 6. But I started off originally as an R&B and pop artist, and just as of last year, I start recording gospel. And the reason for that is God has been calling me for a very long time, and gospel has been my calling, and it's just like everyone's been telling me this for a long time. My family, you know, my friends, like, I think you should do gospel, but you know, I was just afraid of, you know, having to change my life and having to just change completely, because I was just afraid of change. But once I accepted God and his calling and my purpose, those things didn't matter anymore. And the things that I was afraid of changing, people I was afraid of losing, all those things start happening automatically. They just start happening when I accepted God. And it didn't matter to me anymore. And I wasn't concerned on who was not going to be around and the environment I had to change, because all of a sudden I didn't even want to be around certain people and I didn't want to be in those certain type of environments. So it was a blessing, and I thank God for that. So I look forward to everything that's coming ahead in 2023. So I'm excited.
So let's talk your name, because it's really unique and beautiful. So is this your biological name? What's the story behind your name? Yeah.
Yes, Shimone is my real and biological name, as well as Lamar is my middle name. Shimone, my mom actually named me after Michael Jackson. Shimone. So that's where my name came from. And people were like, what? And, you know, it's so crazy because people used to say that to me and pick with me. Oh, they still do, actually. I just got it yesterday. And when I told them, like, that's where my name really came from, they were, no way. You're lying. You're joking. I'm like, no, I called my mom. So it's been several times where I called my mom, and I'm like, Mom, can you tell them where my name came from? And she's like, they like Michael Jackson. They're like, you're lying. I'm like, no, I told you guys.
Well,
so yes,
it's pretty
I was born in the music industry.
Well, your name is very pretty, and you know, I'm looking at, you know, at your profile and stuff, and you know, so I mean, it's a very beautiful name, and it goes along with your face. So I mean, I saw your photos and stuff. You know, it definitely fits your character. I want to also ask you, how could you describe your music?
Well, you know, I describe my music all in. So let's talk about All In. So right now, All In is the first gospel song. It's inspirational that I just released, and there's more to come. But All In, it was personal. You know, this was the song that, you know, it touches various people. But All In, it was for me. You know, it was more than just a song. It was like it was a declaration to me. You know, it was something powerful behind it. And, you know, I felt like I set out long enough, and it was like, God, I'm ready to accept my calling. I'm going to do this gospel ministry, and this is what you prepared me to do, and this is what I want to do. So I'm not running away anymore. I'm not going to let anyone hinder me from it. I just want to go all in for you.
Amen. Well, you know, that is a beautiful thing. And we have All In the studio right now. And so we're going to play it for our listeners. This is All
yes,
In.
Yes, thank you.
By Shimone Lamar.
Try to be better, but it ain't no trying. I keep loving you, now I do everything to remind you. You bring out my best, doors open. You always walk me through. Seen a lot of things, had to cut them all, but I swear that with you there was no end. Growing, doing this for me, though it's so tempting. I can pour my heart out and still be full, cause I know with you there was no end. I can't take the credit cause it's all you. You're the only answer when I call you. I'm so blessed I told you yes, no regrets, cause I gave my all to you. Took the time to show me that he's the one of me like you do. I'm all in for you, for you, for you, all in for you. I'm all in for you, 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 for you, you, all in for you. This only my God. I often neglected this, I often rejected this. Now it's eternal bliss I'm after. Cause only your love matters. Grow with me, grow with me. They sing more while you acting strange. I had to get free, so I broke the chains.
So people ask me, do I write my songs? I'm like, I write them, but I don't write them, but I write them. So how, you know, I get in the studio with my producer, my vocal producer, as well as my one of my writers. And I'll have my producer, like, he would start making a beat from scratch, and I'll tell him things I like and what I dislike. And then he'll keep adding things from there. So once he come up with the bass, I'm like, oh, this is it, this is it. Then we just literally just play the beat over and over and over that he created. And I just, like, go into his zone and thought process. And this is how I work with all my music. And then as we're listening to it, we're vibing, and I'm just, that's to be about. Like, I can just feel the music and just know based off just feeling and vibing to it. Mm-hmm. Something that I went through in my life and what I wanted the song to be about. So when we created All In, I sat there and I told them about, you know, different things that I went through in my life with the you know, being in the R&B industry. And I'm just like, you know, when I sing gospel, it's just, it's always been a different feeling. I honestly feel like it's always been my calling that I've just been running away from because I was just afraid. But I don't want to run from it anymore. And, you know, I want to go all in and create all in. And I told him, like, I'm accepting God and I'm ready to walk in my purpose. Yeah. So I told him more in depth with the story, and we created all the words for All In, and I played a part of, no, don't say this, let's say this, you know. But that's how I write all my music. So I'm super duper excited to see what other things God is going to lead me and guide me through this journey on my next songs that we're working on.
Well, what is the next song that you're working on? What's next coming with your next project?
So what's next for me? What's next for me is so much. So the next release, I don't have a date on it yet, but I did shoot the video for All In that is done. We did push back the release date, so I will be releasing the video for All In on November 1st. Also, November is the month of my birthday, so I have some amazing big news that I'm also releasing in the month of November for you guys. I'm super duper excited about that. So I can't release that information yet, but you stay tuned. Make sure you're following me on all my social media.
I promise I will.
Yes, on my YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe, and you guys are going to know about all the updates and all the things that's coming about, so stay tuned. Actually, I have a little teaser that's dropping on tomorrow, so.
Hey, man. Well, let me ask you, what musician do you admire the most and why?
Oh, wow. You see, this is a very hard one, honestly. But I would have to say, just to start, of course, Queen Bee, Beyonce. She's been doing this at a very young age, and despite of the different girls that was in and out of the group and going to her being a single artist, she didn't let any of that hinder her and stop her, and she kept going to where she became the person that she is today, Queen Bee. And so she's such a hard worker, dedicated worker, and I admire her. And I tell people, I've been hearing this for a long time, that we have similarity in our voices. You'll hear it when you hear other music from. But I'm also very shy, and so when she was explaining how she was shy, I can understand it. But because I'm such a people person with a huge personality and very bubbly, you wouldn't think that, but I'm very shy. So I need to have this alter ego like her. So I'm trying to pull that alter ego out of me, so when I'm on stage, I can just turn into this other person so that I can pull it all out.
Well, you're doing really well right now, let me tell you. So,
thank you. Thank you so
great.
Much. God bless you. Thank you.
So,
stay fast.
What is the biggest problem you've ever encountered in the journey of your music?
Oh, God. A lot of people probably experience this, but, I mean, making it to the top, or where I would want to be, I would say, to the top, that has always been a challenge in the industry. And honestly, I just feel like maybe those things did not happen because I was not in the following in the line of what God has aligned me to be in that path and that journey. So I'm praying that because now I am walking in my purpose, that God is going to lead me and guide me in the right direction to where I am going to make it to the top, to where I'm not able to where I'm able to not only sing and everyone hears my beautiful voice, but I'm able to worship and continue to change lives and touch other people's heart and touch other people's soul while I'm still walking in my purpose and in following God's guidance.
Amen. And let me ask you, where can they find your music for the fans that are tuning in and listening now? If they want to purchase your music or book you, or, you know, can you give us that information?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in on us today. You can find me on all social media at Shamone Lamarra. That's Shamone Lamarra. I only have one Instagram, one YouTube, one Twitter. I just got back on Twitter, so make sure you guys go like YouTube, Shamone Lamarra, like, comment, and subscribe. My website, www.shamonelamarra.com. gospelartist.com. And I am on all music platforms, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere that you can find music on, I am on all music platforms. So you can't miss me anywhere.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.com, and we want you to keep us informed on everything that you got coming up. And we're going to play All In one more time for those of you that are just now tuning in right here on Faces of Success Radio.com.
Thank you so much. Love.
Trying, I keep loving you. Now I do everything to remind you. You bring out my best. Doors open. You always walk me through. They talking, but I lift my voice to you. Grow with me. Grow with me. I've seen a lot of things, had to cut them all, but I swear that with you there was no end. Pull my heart out and still be full, cause I know with you there is no end. I can't take the credit cause it's all you. You're the only answer when I call you. I'm so blessed I told you yes, no regrets, cause I gave my all to you. You're the only one who really knows me. I'm glad you took the time to show me that. Rejected this. Now it's eternal bliss, no matter. Cause only your love matters. Grow with me. Grow with me. They sing more while you're acting strange. I had to get free, so I broke them chains. Grow with me. My life today. I can't take the credit cause it's all you. You're the only answer when I call you. I'm so blessed I told you yes, no regrets, cause I gave my all to you. You're the only one who really knows me. I'm glad you took the time to show me that.
Right, you just heard from Shamone Lamar. That was just so beautiful, All In. And she's got more coming your way in November. So you guys better follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you can find her, because she's got a lot coming up. You heard it right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I am your host, Pearl J. We're going to hear from K-Rob, the remake of Caravan.